Unlikely Leaders, Chapter 47, Paul's Final Arrest and Imprisonment. Paul's work among the churches could not escape his enemies' attention. Under Nero, the Christians had been outlawed everywhere. After a time, the unbelieving Jews devised the idea of blaming Paul for the crime of provoking the burning of Rome. Not one of them thought he was guilty, but they knew that an accusation like this would seal his doom. Paul was again arrested and hurried away to Rome to his final imprisonment. Several companions went with him, but he refused to permit them to be imprisoned with him and put their lives in danger. Thousands of Christians in Rome had been martyred for their faith. Many had left, and those who remained were greatly discouraged. In Rome, Paul was placed in a gloomy dungeon. Accused of stirring up one of the most terrible crimes against the city and nation, he was the object of universal hatred. His few friends now began to leave, some deserting him, others going on missions to various churches. Demas, frightened by the thickening clouds of danger, abandoned the persecuted apostle. Writing to Timothy, Paul said, "Only Luke is with me," 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. The apostle had never needed his fellow Christians as much as now. Weakened as he was by age, toil, and illnesses, and confined in the damp, dark vaults of a Roman prison, Luke, the beloved disciple and faithful friend, was a great comfort and enabled Paul to communicate with his fellow church members. In this difficult time, Paul's heart was cheered by frequent visits from Onesiphorus. This warm-hearted Ephesian spared no effort to make Paul's situation more bearable. In his last letter, the apostle wrote, "The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain, but when he arrived in Rome he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 16-18. Christ longed for the sympathy of his disciples in his hour of agony in Gethsemane, and Paul yearned for sympathy and companionship at a time of loneliness and desertion. Onesiphorus brought gladness and cheer to Paul, who had spent his life in service for others.